everyone, and welcome to Shut Up Bentley Season 2. I feel like such a dick saying that. I'm your host, Samantha Bentley, and as usual, this is brought to you by the good people of the Julieland universe. I am joined by Mr. Dick Avery.
Yo.
And the amazing Electra Blue.
Hey, hey, hey.
Today we're going to talk about fashion, which, we do sometimes keep our clothes on. What are you going to do about it? What?
Do you really keep your clothes on?
I mean, sometimes.
And when you do, you want it to be fashionable.
Well,
how important is fashion to you?
I mean, it's important, but I'm a bit of a tramp. Like, I like to be comfortable. And I do always have this conflict of, like, I see things that I really, really like. Like, I see girls that are really well-dressed, and I'm like, man, I fucking love, like, for example, like Jeffrey Campbell boots, or like when I see girls wearing like the black hat and they have like their makeup done really, really nice. And I'm like, man, you look fucking sick. But then I'm like, can I really be bothered with all of that? Like the effort that goes into
work.
Yeah. Like on a day to day basis, I will live in my gym clothes because I am a tramp.
I think most girls I know are like that.
Yeah.
What about you?
Same. I'm either in my workout clothes or I'm in
like leggings, my combat boots.
Yeah. What do you girls wear to make you feel sexy? Is there a designer or somebody that just like you just worship?
Leather. I mean, I'm gonna.
No, I'm there with that. I think leather. Heels, done right.
I mean, all black. Everything has to be black.
Yeah.
Everything. My entire wardrobe is black. Black.
Do you ever wear any color?
I'm wearing color today.
I'm wearing
gray.
Yeah.
Green.
Oh, green.
Army green. Army green.
And pink socks. I'm wearing pink socks. So shut up.
Okay. Bold statements.
I mean, I don't know. I heels make me feel sexy.
Yeah.
And if I'm wearing heels, I know I've made an effort, you know? Fitted coats. Like if I'm wearing, I have a Vivienne Westwood trench coat, which is just gorgeous.
First of all, Vivienne Westwood anything.
Yeah.
If you said to me, I have a Vivienne Westwood receipt from the store, I would think that would be hot.
Westwood, I mean, is my favorite designer.
Mine too. Could do no wrong.
Yeah.
Ever.
Followed closely by Karl Lagerfeld and Alexander McQueen.
Queen. I was just going to say, you got to go with McQueen. Have you ever been to the store down here at all?
The McQueen store?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, on Melrose?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm too scared to walk in there. Are you crazy? Walk in there, not buy anything.
Oh, my God. That is my biggest problem with design. Because especially if you kind of, you know.
If you're a masochist and you go in with, like, no money, it's like, really?
I want to be locked and loaded before I walk in there. I can't. I have self-control issues when it comes to things.
I mean, I have self-control issues, but I also being, like, because I'm a mental case. If I go in there and I see them looking at me, and I bet you get this as well, like, they look at you, like, the whole pretty woman syndrome, where they look at you and they're like,
you're not going to buy anything.
Then I'm like, I'm going to fucking buy something.
Yeah.
I can't really afford to buy anything today.
I'm just going to do it out of purpose.
Yeah, and I don't really want anything, but I'm going to fucking buy it. Yeah. What are you going to do about it? Like,
the pretty woman.
It is. It's pretty woman syndrome. That you walk in there and you're like, they're looking at me, they're looking at me, they think I can't afford it. I fucking can afford it, bitch. I just got fucked in the ass yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I'm like weighing out the cash, and the whole time I'm like, oh, I don't actually really want this, and I wish that, like, I hadn't just done this, but I've done it.
Yeah. You're looking for a return policy sign.
I remember the first time you came, I think you were here and stayed with me a little bit, and you came to LA, and it was when we started working, and you were kept on shopping. Every time you shop, she would buy something.
Oh, shit.
And literally 5 minutes later, regret it. Like, it was just this pattern of,
I want these snake skin Jeffrey Campbell boots, right? Mm-hmm. Which are amazing, and I still have, and I've worn once for a photo shoot, and that is it. And 3 years?
Yeah.
And I love them, and I won't get rid of them because they're limited, and I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Even though I know if I sell them, I could probably get quite a lot of money for them, but they're mine.
You can always bring them back out, though.
Yeah.
So my question to you girls is, what are the fashion do's and don'ts that you guys kind of live by? Like, you, besides no bright colors.
I mean, the do's is obviously black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Black everything.
Black everything, including lingerie?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Although right now I'm wearing granny
Don't
pants.
Don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Okay. But is there things that you guys like don't, would never, or you tried once and it didn't work? Or
for me, like, what I wear will depend on how I feel, because like every girl in the world, I have body issues coming out of my ass. Like if I'm having a skinny day, I can wear anything. If I'm having a fat day, the world is like ending, mm-hmm. and I'm like, what am I gonna wear? Like nothing looks good. And I think there is that whole thing about like dressing for your body. Like I see girls and I'm like, that outfit is fucking amazing, just not on you. Yeah. Not on you, love.
Do you dress for yourselves or for others? For your boy or your guy? Do you try to dress to make him?
I dress to kill.
But to kill who? Him or you?
Well, I dress for me. I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. Good. That's why everybody hates my combat boots, because I try to wear them in every porn scene now and they're like, no. Oh my God,
but they're so good.
Yeah.
Thanks. People hate on them and I don't care.
I agree with you, though. I don't think any... Why should it matter?
I mean, I dress for me, which is why I always look like a tramp. but, like, for example, like, that, you know, there are times when I'm like, I will dress up because I'm going out with my boy and I want him to be proud to have me on his arm. And I'm kind of like, for example, we went out like in December in London. I wore like tight leather trousers and like these ankle boots and like a big like coat with a massive fur collar. And I was really, really uncomfortable, but I was like, I look fucking sick. And, you know, he's going to appreciate like that I've made this effort with the outfit. So like in that respect, it's like, yeah, I'm dressing for me and I'm dressing for him. Because I'd never, like, if somebody said to me, like, for example, if he said to me, you know, I'd really like it if you wore like this pink dress, I'd be like, sorry, baby.
Yeah.
Just ain't happening.
Do you like wearing dresses? A lot of girls don't like wearing dresses.
Fuck dresses.
No, do you, I don't, I'm just trying to think. I don't think I've ever seen you in a dress, really.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Why?
Because they're just, it's like, just fucking awkward.
You have the legs
like,
for it.
Oh, like, I have to wear a dress because everyone else is wearing a dress? No, I don't want to fucking,
like,
wear a dress.
I feel really overdressed. If I'm wearing a dress, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, and then you have to, like, it's just annoying. Like, I'd rather be comfortable and not have to be, like...
I mean...
It's, how important is comfort in what you wear? Is that everything, basically?
Everything, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be comfortable.
Unless it's, like, an event, then I'm kind of like, I want to look, like, really good. Right. But, like, day-to-day, comfort. I'll go for comfort over everything.
What stores do you guys like to shop at?
We're not talking designer, dinners. We're talking, like...
Really?
Oh, like, my God, Urban Outfitters is the best. And Topshop.
Mm-hmm, and Topshop. I like Brandy Melville too.
What's the one fashion item you can't live without?
Black jeans. The perfect pair of black jeans. Like, once you have, don't you think that, like, once you have, no, there's two. The perfect pair of black jeans and the perfect leather jacket. Because once you find those two things,
you,
like,
and everything else doesn't matter.
Yeah. And
is that yours the same?
Would you say black jeans, my leather jacket's right in there. Yeah. And my combat boots.
And I think that, I mean, my perfect pair of black jeans I've had now for 6 years and they're on their last legs, and Topshop have discontinued them, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah. Like, what do you, like, just go on eBay, you might find them again or something. Mm-mm,
I've tried everything. Yeah. Everything. So if anyone has the black Lee jeans from Topshop with a 26 waist and 32 leg, that would be really, really great.
Tweet me.
Tweet me now, and I will send you...
How, like, important...
Something for free, maybe. Probably
sorry,
not.
Sorry to interrupt, but how important is a purse?
Really important.
Yeah.
Like, well, actually, no.
I don't even carry one anymore.
Really?
Yeah. As much as I can get away with, I will put everything in my pockets. But if I'm gonna take one out, I want it to be like a nice one.
Right.
Yeah. My purses used to be important to me. But now I could care less because. It's too much fucking stress for me. I can't even handle it anymore.
Especially if you're going out somewhere and I'm like, now I've got to keep my eye.
Yeah, I lose them. I hate digging.
And when you think you've lost your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so annoying.
Like,
so,
5 times a day. As much as I can get away with it, I will fit as much as I can in my pockets, which is another reason why I love
my leather jacket.
My leather jacket. Yeah. Yep. It's got like 4 pockets. Yep.
It fits everything.
The pockets are like.
That's so true.
And
I've never thought about that.
Deceiving as well. Like, you think that they're really small, but
no they fit everything.
I can get like my headphones, all my credit cards,
so,
my money,
sunglasses, passport, sunglasses, powder,
powder, lip gloss,
yep. 8 ball,
yeah,
8 ball, special pocket for that,
yeah. Meth pipe.
So let's talk about fashion don'ts and that. I have to ask this because I and we don't
literally. I can't.
You don't have to. You don't have to name names, but like when you are on the red carpet, like at the AVN this year, because I see girls and they just try too hard and it's embarrassingly bad. I saw gold dresses, this shit, and you're like, what is this? Sometimes the girls look like that they're fucking senior prom.
No,
like,
well, it's not that as well. It's like you just went to like some stripper store and you bought some
fucking sparkles and everywhere.
Also, oh my god, so much diamond.
What's the worst thing you ever saw at the AVN Awards as an outfit?
Oh, I've got this. the first year I ever won, I was on contract with Harmony Films, and Harmony are like this big kind of British company. Yeah. So I walked the red carpet with their two premiere directors, Scarlett Revelle and Gazman. And Gaz is Scottish, so he wore like the full kind of like
kilt
and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Scarlett had an Atsuko Kudo couture latex dress and hat. I wore like a Vivienne Westwood skirt and a black corset, and like I have my hair done like kind of pin up. Us three looked fucking sick. This fucking dick, right? This fucking ugly cunt. She was wearing like this yellow stripper dress. Like it was ill fitting. And it was made out of, like, you know that kind of stretchy lycra, which is really cheap?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, with, like, little diamond-y bits. And she had skin the same color as the dress and, like, hair the same color as her skin. And her makeup was just ridiculous. And she fucking crept into our red carpet pictures. And it's, like, us three looking all cool and annoying. Goth. And then she's there, like, blah, blah, blah.
I've got to look these pictures up.
Ruining everything. You can Google. I know her name. I'm not going to call her out, though, because... Yeah. She's actually, for some reason, become quite popular.
And she's your best friend.
She's annoying. Okay. But, yeah, like, that ruined my life, pretty much.
Anything, Electra? You see anything?
Well, this year, four girls were wearing the same dress, and two of them got on stage together.
No!
Yeah. Was it the red?
The red one. And then Annika was wearing it
and
in black.
And the black foot. Mm-hmm. Annika looked amazing.
Yeah, Annika looked amazing.
Annika
Albright.
Okay.
Confused. But they're all wearing the same dress. And then they got up on stage together.
Do you think?
Like, was it Bonnie Rotten, Nikki Benz, and...
I don't know the other...
Did they do it on purpose?
Abella Danger, I think was her name.
Yeah, but did they did it on purpose?
No, I think everyone just shops at the same store. And then who else were...
That doesn't sound like
Alex Chance and Jenna.
It was a popular dress, whoever made it.
Yeah.
They probably all went to Mint. Is where they all go.
Oh, God. Mint tweeted me and I was like, no.
Yeah.
Alex Chance and Jenna, I think her name's Jenna Ross, were wearing the same dress.
Oh my God, that's just too funny.
For me, that's like, I was just like, oh my God, they're wearing the same, there's three. Holy fuck, there's four. Oh my God. Michael, look.
Yeah, but do you think that's the worst thing, is to have the same dress or just have a bad dress?
Same.
Being the same as some...
I can't... I would leave.
I literally cannot.
I would leave and go change and put on my normal clothes.
That's
not
why I
knew
that.
Come back with jeans and a t-shirt. Sorry.
I would. I would just wear a t-shirt, a Molly Crew t-shirt and some combat boots.
What's the most you ever spent on a dress for AVN?
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my suit was custom Michael Costello.
Okay. All right.
My Michael Kors was... This is the most... And the shoes. This year was the most expensive.
How important are shoes? To outfits in general. Oh.
They're key to everything. They're the first things first.
If you have like ugly ass shoes, you might as well just fucking scrap the whole outfit.
Yeah. Yep.
Like I see girls, like I can't remember who it was this year that actually had surprisingly quite a nice dress. I don't know who it was. And then I looked down and she was wearing fucking clear heels.
Fucking heels. That's my biggest. Don't fucking do that.
It's
especially on a red carpet.
What are you doing? You aren't on set. Yeah. You aren't around the stripper pole. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong.
The only time you need clear heels
in the bedroom.
The strip club or in the bedroom. Yeah. Strip club or bedroom. That's it.
Don't get me wrong. I think they are fucking hot if you're going to look like a slut, but it's red carpet.
Not picking yourselves. Who was the best dressed this year?
Not picking ourselves.
Yeah. You're eliminated.
Alexis Texas, because I styled her.
She looked fucking amazing. I also, I don't like admitting this, but Jessie Andrews looked really good.
Yeah, she was wearing kind of the same thing I was, but with a skirt.
Yeah, she looked good.
Wow.
Who else did I thought that Ava DeLush looked good. I thought that Valentina Nappi looked good. But I thought Remy looked good.
I didn't see Remy. I didn't go down. I was kind of like...
I was looking at on Twitter. Oh, on Twitter?
Like in the audience looking at Twitter.
Yeah, I was looking from the balcony.
Oh my God. Fashion is important then, ultimately.
Yes, yeah. Fashion is life.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Fashion, music, and sex are life.
Yeah. Okay. If I gave you each like $100,000 and said you had to spend it on clothes, where would you go to spend it? City, state, wherever. Wherever you can go to go spend $100,000 on clothes.
London.
London?
Yeah. Mate, I'd Paris. Stay home.
Really?
I'd go to Paris.
Yeah.
And go to all those shops.
Just each one.
I do need
Louboutin first.
Yeah.
Giuseppe second.
Oh, mm-hmm. God, you got to get some pumps. Yeah, I'd do New Bond Street in London, and I'd work from like Lagerfeld, Westwood,
Lagerfeld.
McQueen,
yeah.
Gucci, Prada.
Is that where all the stores are? Yeah. Is that like Beverly Hills?
It's kind of, well, like you that whole area, like Regent Street, Oxford Street, but like the bit of Oxford Street that goes down to Bond Street, because Bond Street is where like Selfridges is.
Right.
Like all of that kind of, that shit, that. Yeah, wow. I'd stay home.
Wow.
Very I don't know cool. what the shopping area is called in Paris, but there's a little like... Little
Paris.
Pretty much all of Paris is a shopping street. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I'm like, Milan. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, They're all on the same little cute street. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Or you want to go to Milan.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm.
But no, I'd stay home. I'd stay in London just because... I think mainly because I know where I'd go.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I know where I'd go. It's like I know where I would go, but... And spend it all. And then
I can get
a cab, an Uber home, and carry it all home.
Yeah, shit.
All right, so let's play a little Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay, let's do it.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap this up, let's... Okay, ready? Here we go. This is an easy one.
Is it, though?
Yes. Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, George Clooney.
We did this the last time.
Oh, my God. I would marry Johnny Depp. I would fuck George Clooney, and I'd kill Brad Pitt.
Marry Johnny Depp, fuck Brad Pitt, kill George Clooney.
It was a fucking toss up with those two. But I like old men. You know what?
It's like everybody, it's the funniest thing. Like, Johnny Depp never, I've asked this probably of like 100
times. He never gets killed.
That's like, because he's Johnny fucking Depp. Hello.
Did you know that we have the same birthday?
I'm just really?
Saying, I'm just saying.
Is it June 9th?
June 9th, yeah. Look How at you!
Because I'm a Johnny Depp super fan. Hello, I waited outside the Blow premiere for 6.5 hours so I could meet him, and I drew him a picture of Edward Scissorhands, and then I cried.
Oh my, okay.
I started following Literally, him on Facebook because I saw him in a picture, and I realized that it was just the Johnny Depp on Hollywood Boulevard, and then I had him.
Oh my God. And That's so funny.
And he was like, why'd you unfriend me? Friend me back. I'm like, no, you're a fucking fake.
Like, you're not actually Johnny Depp, though, yeah. Are you?
But he was like at the Rainbow with like a friend and a picture. And I was like, oh my God, that's him. And this is his account. And then I went and I added him automatically.
Viper Room,
yeah.
Because he owns it.
Mm-hmm. I got to go there more often.
I know, right?
He doesn't own the Viper Room anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
He hasn't for years.
Is it after Thingy died?
After River Phoenix died?
Yeah.
I would love to see him with Marilyn Manson.
He kept it. He kept it for maybe a year or so after that, but then, yeah, he sold it. He hasn't been the owner for years.
He's
in hiding, that guy. He's very under the...
Well, because he lived in the south of France because of Vanessa Paradis, I think he's back here now.
Yeah, he's dating...
Yeah, he's engaged.
Me.
Yeah.
He's dating me. Anyway.
I don't think he knows that yet.
I'm going to break up his marriage.
You won't break up my marriage.
Exactly. His marriage now, not.
Oh. Anyway, we're gonna wrap. We can do a whole episode about Johnny Depp.
Yes,
we can do a whole episode on Johnny Depp.
So we're gonna wrap this shit up. Electra, where can we find you?
Twitter.com/ClubElectraBlue, spelled with an A and a K. Instagram @QueenBeeLife. Snapchat, motherfuckers, Miss Bad Girl Blue. Tumblr, Club Electra Blue. You know, all that jazz.
Instagram, The Bad Bentley, Twitter @Bad_Bentley, and you can find me on my website, badbentley.com, which is part of the Julieland universe. And if you want to see other girls getting their pussy out, it's julieland.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Bye, bitches.